In the resource, Seasons of the Spirit, the following short reflection was offered on the reading from Isaiah. In their song, Wouldn't It Be Nice, the Beach Boys sang, Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? Though the song was undoubtedly about a love interest, perhaps the same mantra holds true for those who hope in the promises of Isaiah 65. Wouldn't it be nice to live upon a new heaven and a new earth? It is in this renewed heaven and earth that justice rules. And as a result, security is so abundant that wolves and lambs graze together. It is there that violence and suffering have ceased. It is there that hunger is fed and homes are filled. Wouldn't it be nice? The world of Isaiah 65 is the world where God's loved ones belong, and it is not a place beyond our knowing. God is actively fulfilling this promise. God's voice said, Look, I am creating a new heaven and a new earth. This vision is not in a place far away. We are in its midst now. For Isaiah, heaven and earth do not pass away. Rather, God's promise is fulfilled here. In the vision and prophecy from Isaiah, we are reminded that God has a plan. Out of the chaos of life, there is a goal for something we can only dream of, and only God knows when it will happen. If we don't have goals, then we have nothing to reach for. We need to dream dreams that are big and bold. Otherwise, how do we grow to our full potential? Can you imagine a world where everyone got along? Can you imagine a place where those who used to be enemies find a way to live peaceably together? Can you imagine? God can. Isaiah tells us of God's yearning, God's dream, a dream of people talking to God, listening for God. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Hear God's vision of a partnership with all creation, getting along, looking after each other, making no space for evil. In the story of Jesus today, we see humans being humans, wanting to know what comes next, not satisfied with the answers. We see Jesus recognizing that to get to God's dream is going to take a little bit of work. Humanity has lost the ability to trust, to see the truth, to be the truth. There is a bit of a mess to get through. Even so, Jesus, God in human form, who knew the temptations and the tempers and the troubles of being human, said that God would give them what they needed. Trust your faith in God, and the right words and actions will come to you. You don't need to know what's coming next. You just need to know God. Because if we know God, if we allow ourselves to sink into those conversations with God, where God already knows our worries and our struggles and our problems, then God will help us through. God's words will remind us to focus on loving the world, even when the world doesn't love us. God's words, when we are willing to listen, guide us back to loving our neighbors, creating communities of trust and support. Through the strength of the Spirit, through the teaching of Jesus, confronted as he was by people who were afraid of change, who were used to violence and who had struggled so long without hope, we hear of the strength of God to overcome the misery and the barriers of life. We hear of God making opportunities for learning and growth out of the challenges and turmoil of life. We hear of God being there, working with us toward that dream, offering us hope that peace is possible if we will live in faith, love in faith. I wonder what your dream for the world would be. Dream big. Not just about the small corner that we live in, although we need to do that too, but for the whole world. I wonder if you might wish to be the sprightly 100-year-old of Isaiah's dream. Might you wish that all crops planted around the world will be harvested at their fullest potential? Might you wish for a world where we are all accepted for ourselves as we are, imperfect but growing and learning together? Might you wish for a world where the only weeping is for joy, not because of hunger or hurting or sorrow? As we think about our vision and God's dream for the world, again, the scriptures remind us that we have a part in making these things come true. We are reminded to not get distracted by those whose vision is of a divided world, a world that pits us against them. We are reminded that we are all God's people, pieces of God's vision. We are reminded that God is always willing to talk with us, to help us be a part of the making of a creation that has such enormous potential to be balanced so that all living things can be God's best. Teacher Jesus tells us that God has the right words, the right work for us to use to be part of this vision. And we are reminded that God is with us now. God is working toward the dream, the vision of an earth that mirrors the possibilities and promise of heaven. With God in our heart, with Jesus in our ears, with the Spirit moving us into God's unknown with courage and faith, we can become the vision and image of God's promise of peace on earth. Wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? Wouldn't it be nice?